first slide up is this. Can anybody tell me what this number is? It is a big number. Yeah, it's the 6 and the 5 and then 26 zeros. If you're trying to count there. So it's 6.5 octillion. Okay, so 6.5 octillion is that number. An octillion is a number 1 followed by 27 zeros. Just so you know, a million is a 1 followed by 6 zeros. Octillion is 1 followed by 27 zeros. Just so you know, it's 1,000 quadrillions. Okay, it's a billion millions. Okay, so if you had $1 million in a jar somewhere, call me, but if you do that, but if you have $1 million in a jar somewhere, you would have to have 1 billion jars. 1 billion millions. So it is a very, very large number. I was endeavoring to divide that number by some things this week, and I come up with answers. I didn't even know how to read the answers in a mathematical equation. I mean, it had letters in the answer. It had numbers and letters, and then it had powers, and I had no idea. So I did not go back to math class to try to explain to us how big this number is. But I do know that it is 1 billion millions. And so I'm trying to wrap my head around even 1 million, let alone 1 billion of those, and equaling an octillion. But this is 6.5 octillion. An analytical chemist at West Virginia University estimates that the average human body contains about 6.5 octillion atoms. That makes up your body. The vast majority of those atoms are hydrogen and carbon and nitrogen and oxygen. You are made up, I am made up of billions and billions, a billion millions of atoms in our body. That number is for the person who weighs 150 pounds. I got a few extra quadrillions here. So I don't know how many my body is made up of, but 6.5 octillion. When you excite an atom, it moves to a higher energy level. So push the button, please, here. If an atom absorbs energy such as heat or light, the electrons can become excited and jump to other orbitals. When this happens, the atom is said to be in an excited state. This state is unstable. So the electrons will go back down to a ground state. So you can excite an atom. So when you excite an atom, it moves to a new orbital. When it absorbs energy, when it absorbs light or absorbs heat, you excite the atom and it moves to a higher level. So when you push the button, so when you, 6.5 octillion atoms, begin to absorb energy, you will be moved to a higher orbital. Now, please don't argue with my science here. I think this is accurate. Every bit of whatever I need to understand this, I have, okay? Just trust me on this. The 6.5 octillion, when you start to absorb energy, warning, you could feel unstable. When that happens, when you excite an atom and it moves to a new orbital, when you start to absorb energy and you will be moved to a new orbital, it'll feel unstable and you will strive perhaps to be moved back to normal or back to a grounded state. So warning. All that to say, I warn you this morning, you may absorb energy this morning. And you are made up of 6.5 octillion atoms. I'm telling you, even half of those atoms are going to do something to you. Even if a portion of those atoms began to absorb some kind of light, capital L, light this morning. Power, capital P, power this morning. You have the ability to start to feel unstable, like you're moving to a higher plane that you just launched into a new orbital. Christmas 2022, you launched into a new orbital. Because you absorbed this energy. You absorbed this power. You absorbed this light. And I wonder if that's what the psalmist is talking about in Psalm 18:33. He makes my feet like the feet of deer. He enables me to stand on new heights. He puts me into new orbitals. How does he do that? How does God do that? Just kind of take me by the feet and swing me around and then launch me into the air? I can remember when we were growing up, we had a swing in the hay mound. If you've never swung on a swing in a hay mound, you're missing out on some of the greatest adventures of life. Because you could get a little, literally 20 to 30 to 35 feet of rope clear up in the peak. They don't use those hay trolley tracks anymore for hay trolleys, but I'll tell you what, you can tie a mean swing to them. And if you can get up there without your mom watching, if you can get up there and get the rope through that, you have a swing like you could not believe. And then one swing down, and one rope down, and then you take a board and you drill a hole in it. And you put the board up, the rope down through the board, and you tie a knot on the bottom of it. And then you sit on there with the rope between your legs, and you get your trusted bigger brother, and he begins to swing you. And you begin to swing, or you get your trusted two bigger brothers and your little sister on the rope. And you begin to swing your little sister on the rope. Now, she's not that little. She's at least 7 or 8 years old, just to verify here. And just a disclaimer, she wanted to swing. Okay, so as we were swinging her, one minor detail is you need to tie a bigger knot on the bottom than you have hole in the board. Because there's other scientific things that happen. The centrifugal force starts to happen when you get up and you continue to go. And after a while, an 8-year-old girl is heavy enough, even though she was a little runny, she was heavy enough that the board come off of the rope. My sister was launched into a new orbital. And I don't know if that's what God's got in store for us this morning, to swing us and then let the knot come through the hole in the board and to send us into the new orbital. But I think that God wants us to be energized. He wants every 6.5 octillion atoms to absorb energy this morning so that we can be launched into a new orbital. And we will feel unstable there. But we're going to have to trust him. Because when we get uncomfortable, we begin to want to go back down to the ground. And we will not want to be moved and to stand on new heights with God. And God says, that's not where I want to take you. I want to do something inside of you. And we've been talking about receiving more for a lot this fall and early winter, to receive the more that God has for us, to be launched into a new orbital. And he does want to make your feet like the feet of a deer. He does want to enable you to stand on new heights. But I don't think he's going to put you on a swing. And I don't think he's going to grab you by the feet and just launch you into outer space. He's going to allow you and me to receive and to absorb energy and power and light from him. And he's going to make us to stand on our new heights. Are you with me this morning? Merry Christmas. Luke chapter 1, Mary in chapter in verse 46 says this. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord." Mary has been moved to a new level. Mary has been moved to a new level. And that word glorifies actually means just like the projector is receiving something and projecting it on the wall. Mary feels like this big projector that God has done something in her life and it's just projecting on the wall. He's moved her to a new height. And my soul glorifies, my inner being, my who I am, is just something's just happened to me. My soul glorifies the Lord. And then she continues in the passage and she says this, "And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And my spirit rejoices, my spirit receives this, my inner being receives this power and it's jumping for joy. I think Mary's being launched or has been launched into a new orbital because she has received something from God. Because she has received light and power from God. I do not think God found this little young girl in Nazareth and just threw her into the orbits. But he helped her absorb what he was doing. And she come on the other side of that saying, "My soul glorifies, my soul projects, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." What has got Mary so excited? What is the energy? What is the power? What is the light that Mary has received? In verse 48 continues, it says this, it says, "For he, God, has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Because God had been mindful of her. Because God had noticed her. Because she was aware that God was looking at her. There is evidence that God is aware of her. Out of the whole world, God can look at one person at a time. One person at a time can be the focus of God. And he doesn't have to take his focus off anyone else to put his focus on you. He is God. And he can focus in on you and he knows who you are. And Mary said, "My soul is receiving because God is looking at me. At this very moment, God has his eyes on me and I know that he does. I don't have to think I'm more or less than I am. I know that God is looking at me." Back up in the passage, it says in the sixth month, verse 26 and following, "In the sixth month, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary." In Jesus' name, God, wherever that is going, whatever the EMS needs to respond to, whatever's going on this Christmas Sunday morning, Father, I pray that you would empower the firefighters, you would empower the EMS, Father, that you would loose yourself over that family or that accident or whatever has gone on, Lord, that you would loose your light and your power over that situation, and Father, that they would know that the hand of God is set on them and they're going to be on the other side of what's ever going on. In Jesus' name, may it be so. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you. You are highly favored." Exclamation point, which is my favorite punctuation in the Bible. Because Gabriel is saying, "Whoa, God, you're going to let me. I want to go." God says, "It's just Mary in Nazareth. I don't care, God. I'm bringing a message from you, God. You are highly favored, Mary. You are highly favored. Greetings, you are highly favored." Greetings? Can you imagine just Gabriel showing up on your door? "Hey, how you doing today? I just want you to know God's looking at you. God sees you. You are highly favored, not because of anything else other than God sees you right now. That's proof enough that you are highly favored. God's looking at you right now. And he sent me, Gabriel, an archangel, to let you know that. I think sometimes I just want to see more of those things that God does. He does them all the time, I believe. He's sending angels into your life. He's sending things into your life just to let you know he's got you. Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words, no wonder, and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Can you imagine being Luke and interviewing Jesus' mom 30, 40 years later and getting this story? As the Spirit was moving Luke to write this story and to pen this gospel, because who else is here? No one, Mary and the angel. So Luke has been inspired by God to pen out some of what happened, and he says, I want you to go spend some time with Mary. And I want you to get her eyewitness account of what went on that day. Can you imagine being Luke? Tell me what happened. Gabriel showed up. Okay. And he says, you're highly favored. Okay. And I wondered what was going on. I would too. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Mr. Jim, don't be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel. Since I am a virgin, or I am not even married. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month now. Because nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be as you have said. And then the angel left her. What has got Mary glorifying the Lord? What has got Mary so revved up that her soul has been moved to a new orbital? What is the light or the situation in her life that has got her all her atoms all riled up? Why is Mary so excited? Because God is looking at her. On this Christmas morning, I want you to know that. God sees you. And I want every 6.5 octillion atoms inside of you to start to absorb that energy. To know that God sees you. That God knows who you are. That God's, whatever else he's going to do, his eyes are on you. And I love it that he's on Mary. And he's on Elizabeth. He's taken someone who is not married and going to allow them to give birth to the Christ child. And he's taken someone who can't have any children and placed a seed inside of them. And Elizabeth is going to give birth to John the Baptist. And Jesus and John the Baptist are going to be in cahoots with one another. And they're going to undo the world and change it forever. God's looking at you this morning. And Mary knew that God was looking. And because, why is she so excited? Because God is inviting her to be a part of what he is doing. I'm a nobody, not to God. I get this big joke, if you will, in my family. My sister sent me something on Facebook, and she said that about the last born child and the favorite child and so forth and so on. I'm sorry you're not the last born, but that was a position I need to fill, therefore I'm favored, yada, 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 yada. And so I write back my old Eeyore type of response. I know. My brother is the oldest, so therefore I'm not the oldest. And I'm just the second born son. And then my sister was born, and she was the first born daughter. And then my second sister was born, and she's not just the second born sister, now she's the youngest. And so I'm just the second born son. And then in parentheses I said, and said all in the voice of Eeyore. Whether you got a voice of Eeyore or you got a voice of Tigger, God sees you. And God is inviting you to be a part of what he's doing. He invited the old lady, the older lady Elizabeth, to be a part of what he was doing. And he invited the young Mary to be a part of what he was doing. He was inviting them to be a part of what he was doing. It doesn't matter if you're 10, 15, or 95. It doesn't matter. God is inviting you to be a part of what he is doing. Let some of the 6.5 octillion atoms start to absorb some light of that truth and let it move you to a new orbital. Am I making sense today? Merry Christmas. The passage goes on like this. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. From now on, I'm going to be called blessed or fortunate or privileged or honored. But I think that those two little dashes right there carry way more than you'll ever know. Because as Mary started to reflect on what God was doing in her life, she knew how much it was going to transform her life. And I don't think that, I don't know, I want to know the story that's written on those two little dots right there, those two little dashes. I want to know the story that's written on that. I want to know, if God's telling Luke, just write two little dashes there. It's too much. I will walk them through and they'll have their own two little dashes. Just tell them, Luke, just tell them, man, that I see them. Just tell them that I'm inviting them to be a part of what I am doing, even though what I am doing is going to rock their world. Because he's taken Mary, who is just this peasant girl, and she's an unwed mother. And perhaps facing death, the death sentence, in her own community. She may be a social outcast now. Her future husband is planning to break off the engagement. Will she ever find a husband? What would happen to her? And sometimes when God is moving in our life, it can be confusing. Sometimes when God says, I want you to invite you to be a part of what I'm doing, and I say, well, I want to be a part of that, God, but I need a couple of dashes here. Because I'm just starting to reflect on what that will do in my life, how much that will change me, that will alter me forever. I know people say, whoa, look at that guy. Whoa, look at that girl. Man, they are blessed. God's working in their life. But you don't know about my two dashes. Just so you know, on my tombstone, if I end up with one, I don't want just one dash between my year of birth and my year of death. I want two. Mary knew that it was going to rock her world. But look what follows the two dashes. Put it back, please. holy is his name. God, I don't understand everything that you're asking me to do. God, I don't know how much it's going to alter my life. God, I don't know how I'm going to navigate now that you've altered my life so much. I don't know what I'm going to do now. And I always think about the blind man being healed, and now he has no job. He's got some dashes to say, God, I need you. Mary said, God, I'm going to need you. But she also makes the proclamation, I know you are holy, God. I know you're a holy God. I know that what you have planned for me is way better than I can ever plan for myself. And I know that it might be different than my plans, but you are holy, God. Without evil, you are without blemish. You are completely moral perfection. Just as a side note, if culture goes against God, culture is wrong. God is never wrong. And Mary says, I'm not sure how I'm going to navigate through this, but God, your name is holy. You will never put anything into my life that's unholy. You can push the button now. What's got Mary's atoms all excited? Because God's plan is better than any other plan she could come up with. Are you with me this morning? Merry Christmas to you. And she's coming to the realization, God, your plan is much better than any plan. Oh, I can see how it's going to rock my world. Oh, I can see how it's going to mess up some things I think are in my life. But it's not, God, because holy is your name. Your plan is better than mine, God. Just so you know, on this side of heaven, your plan might be easier than God's plan for you, but it's not better. God is not looking for easy. He's looking for the best. And that's what he's bringing into your life. Whether you're the Marys of the world, or whether you're the Elizabeths of the world, his plan is better than any plan you can muster up on your own. He's seeing you this morning. He's inviting you to be a part of what he is doing. And his plan is the best plan you can have. Let your atoms start to absorb that truth, that power. Let them move to a higher level. Let your feet go to new heights. Let that move you. Don't get worried. Don't try to reinstate yourself down on the normal ground. Please. I need to get moving here. It's Christmas. Look at verse 50. Mary changes gears here. Mary shifts from herself to Christ. Look what she says here. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Now all of a sudden, I think God has given her a vision of what's going to happen. It's going to rock your world, Mary, but it's going to rock the world of many people for generations and generations, what you're doing. Did she see people of all generations? Was God giving her a vision of people of all generations? Was God giving her a vision of people walking in a life experiencing God? Did she see his mercy that was being poured out on the lives of millions of people? Did she see his undeserved compassion that he's pouring out and his undeserved forgiveness and his undeserved kindness? Did she see that? Is that what's got her excited? Not only that God is looking at her and God is inviting her to be a part and God's plan is better, but now the fruit of what God is doing is going to impact people for generations. Woo! Merry Christmas. I'm spitting a little more this morning. I promised Hannah I wouldn't spit on her this morning. What did she see at that very moment? When she can come out with that type of statement, because God's mercy is flowing into countless people. Do you know that God's mercy is going to flow into countless people as you walk with Him? It's not just you, Olivia. It's everybody that you come up against. And God's going to dump Himself not only into you, Steve, but through you. And that's got Mary excited. I know that it's going to rock my world. But do you know what God is doing? Do you know that God wants to dump His mercy in you and through you? And that's got Mary excited. Let your 6.5 octillion atoms start to absorb that truth. That surely goodness and mercy that follows you all the days of your life, that means somebody else is walking in your goodness and mercy. God's goodness and mercy that's falling off of you because you're walking it out with God. Merry Christmas to you. 51, look what he says. And Mary says, He has performed. I love these He has statements. These are good ones, Jeff. He has. He has. He has. It's already done. It's already done. Mary hasn't even given birth to Jesus. She hasn't even conceived Jesus yet. And she already knows He's already done these things. Woo! He has performed mighty deeds with His arms. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost being. He has, did she see the blind man seeing in John 9? We see over and over and over, but Mary treasured these things up in her heart. And she said, I saw that. I knew God was going to do that. I knew God was going to heal. I saw that. When the angel showed up and God gave me a vision of what He was going to do in and through me, I saw that blind man see. Can you see the blind seeing? Can we see it, New Life? Can we see the blind seeing? Can we see the lame walking? Can we see those that are sick being healed? Can we see God's mercy being dumped out on the people around us? Can you see it? Because if you can see it, those atoms are going to a new orbital. Merry Christmas. Did she see the mute speaking? Did she see the sick healed? Did she see the lost found? Did she see the healing that you're going to get tomorrow? Did she see that 2,000 years ago? Can you see it? Did she see your healing that's coming in January? What's got Mary so excited? Because God heals, calls, and finds. If you've got a grandson or a granddaughter that's out there doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you've got to get excited that God calls them, God sees them, God's going to find them. If you've got a husband or a wife that's wandering, you've got to get excited because God sees them, God finds them, God calls them. That's what He's going to do. That gets me up in the morning. That starts to mess with my atom. That starts to put me in a new orbital. That enables me to stand on new heights with God. It's not what I can do. It's what He has already done. Woo. Merry Christmas to us. If 52 says this, he has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble, the rulers of the mighty, those who are born in money and status and privilege, and the humble, the low position, or those born in poverty or disadvantage and despair. Mary saw, you can push the button, I think Mary saw this. Money, status, privilege will not save us. Poverty, disadvantage, and despair will not block us, because our God is impartial. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Do you want to know the fulfillment of that, the reality of that verse? Look in Revelation, push the button. Oh, after I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb. And they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne." And who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Just so you know, that's a fulfillment of John 3:16, of the whosoever's. And John says, I saw it. I saw the rich and the poor. I saw from the nations. I saw from every tribe. I saw from every kind of people there is. I saw them all. I saw them all standing around the throne. And I saw them saying this, salvation comes from our God. The same God for every nation. The same God for every tongue. The same God for every people. The same God for the rich and the same God for the poor. We don't have to wonder if God loves the rich or God loves the poor. He loves us all. Ooh, Merry Christmas. Why was Mary excited? Because God is impartial. You know what impartial means? Not favoring one more than any other. 53 says this, he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent away the rich away empty. You need to be hungry around God. God says, I have what you need, but don't come to me thinking you don't need me. You're going to have to walk away if you don't think you need me. But you come with a need, you come with a hunger, you will find fulfillment. You will find what you need. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, eat. Woo! You got no money, it doesn't matter. Because I feed the hungry. The hunger pains of those around us. Jesus is the answer, and you know my testimony. I've shared portions of it and all of it at different times, but I can remember going to the door, and I can remember Alan Bacon when I said to him, he said, what's wrong with you? And he said, I said, I don't know, I just can't do this. And he never asked what the this was in my life. He just said this, you're right, but Jesus can. It doesn't matter what the this is. It doesn't matter what the hunger pain is. Jesus is the answer. That's got Mary excited. You can push the button. That's got Mary excited because God fills the hungry. You know he's going to do that? You know he's going to do that? You know how he's done that in 2022? I really think he's going to amp it up in 2023. God's going to feed. You're going to hear more about that next week. Does that got anything? Does that messing with your atoms at all? Is that getting you to a new height? The Marys, the Elizabeths. Merry Christmas to you. 54 and 55, we're going to finish with these two. He has helped. There's another he has. You need to study the he has's. Not if he's already done those things. Look what he does. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and to his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. You know what he's saying there? I'm going to take the hands of those who have faltered and should have known better. I'm going to take the hands of those who have fallen down when they should have walked it out with me, and I'm going to give them a second chance. What's got Mary so excited? Because God is the God of second chances. If you've dropped the ball, God's still looking at you. If you miss the first chance, don't push away the second one. So here's the best Christmas gift you can ever get. God is looking at you right now. God is inviting you and me to be a part of what He's doing. God's plan is better than any plan you can muster up for yourself. God's mercy is going to flow not only in you, but through you. God heals and calls and finds. God is impartial. God fills the hungry. And God is the God of second chances. Woo! Merry Christmas, new life. No eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind can conceive what God has in store for those who love Him. Hear from God today. How about a new life? Would you stand with me today? God, 6.5 octillion atoms. A billion millions. Help us, help me, and help us all not to strive to put one of those atoms back in normality. But help us to know that You are stable even when we feel unstable. Help us to walk with You, God. This is a good day, God. It's the 25th of December, 2022. Christmas morning. Father, whatever else has been done today or whatever else is going to be done today, Father, just a blessing on that day. Just to help us just to smile at our families. Help us just to enjoy our friends. And Lord, help us not to forget that the greatest Christmas gift ever given to us was You seeing us, inviting us, empowering us, and working through us. Father, thank You for that. Bless this group of people. Bless those that are watching online. God, I just got this urge to pray for those that got frozen water. Do a miracle today. Thought when it's 15. Show them that You can thaw water as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas, new life.